who knew somebody who had a relative who worked or with them or whatever, that it was coming. And I thought it was going to be yesterday. And yesterday was the schools, and I guess she didn't want to do them together and just, you know, blast the whole state at one time. But my family is quite upset. My niece is very, very smart. She has full scholarship, live on campus, books, food, tuition paid, 4 year, full scholarship. Supposed to graduate May. And it looks like that's not going to happen. And they said she's very upset. And I'm upset for her. And I'm also, my son was supposed to graduate on May the 9th from AUM. And I doubt that's going to happen either. That's upset me. So, you know, everybody needs to think about these kids. That's kind of like
This is heartbreaking for not only them. Look at all the weddings.
Oh, yeah.
Other scheduled events.
Papa B's daughter's wedding was scheduled for April 18th.
That you put down money and, you know, you're probably not going to get that money back.
Not if they go out of business. Right. That's why we don't need a three freaking week layoff. Let's get real here. Let's take it 1 week at a time, shall we, Governor?
Yeah, but, you know, this is kind of like a point where, you know, high school and college, that's like you're going into adulthood.
Yeah.
When you graduate and you get to throw that tassel and you get that certificate and get your picture made.
Well, maybe they'll be able to figure out another way to celebrate or celebrate at a later date. Lori, I got to run.
Take care, Lori.
And God bless you. And Sam, we'll wrap up the hour with you, even though we're in overtime right now.
I'll be real brief. And I just thought this was kind of, it's amazing how it is. This is affecting everyone. But I was checking on my mother a minute ago. Tomorrow's her birthday. She's 78 years young, and I brought that up about hair salons. And I think that's a great idea. Someone would go around and do hair in the home, because she was talking about she wanted to get her hair done next week. And I was like, no, I don't think that's not going to happen. And then I brought that up. There's going to be a run on Miss Clairol, and I asked her if she needed anything, and of course she jumped right on me. She said she doesn't use Miss Clairol. That's the cheapest stuff on the market. She's a L'Oreal girl. Yeah. I was like, okay, well, all right, 10-4. But that's it. It's just everyone's being affected in some small way.
Yeah.
And thank you, Greg, for your show, man.
I appreciate it, Sam. Thanks for your call. Celebrating something else today, too.
It's March 27th, the greatest day ever. On the 27th of March, 1998, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approves the use of the prescription drug Viagra. During the approval, a physician had to be contacted because the process lasted more than 4 hours. Have a great March 27th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 4.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump a short time ago signing the $2.2 trillion coronavirus economic stimulus package. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy.
We are going to help Americans through this. We are going to do this together. And in the end, we are going to be healthier, stronger, and more united than ever before.
The package includes payouts to workers, improved unemployment benefits, as well as funds for state and local governments to cope with COVID-19. The nation's healthcare system will also see an influx of funds. While New York is recording nearly half of the nation's coronavirus cases, Louisiana is now seeing a major spike in illnesses.
Governor John Bel Edwards says every resident needs to practice social distancing in order to delay a surge in cases that could outpace the supply of hospital beds and ventilators by early April.
Fox's Jonathan Seri. America is listening to Fox News.
Mardi Gras.
National Joe Day is March 27th.
National Joe Day today to celebrate all the Joes.
There's so many famous Joes in the world.
Hey, Joe. No, I'm just your average Joe.
Super Joe.
No, Joe.
His name was Joe.
Joe Pesci.
I'm Joe Dirt.
Joe Montana.
I'm Joe Biden.
Another football legend, Joe Namath.
No one else gets all like Broadway.
most important Joe in your life is the cup of Joe that you have.
Ooh, yeah.
It's National Joe Day.
We hold these truths to be self-evident.
Huh?
All men and women created by the... Go, you know the thing.
How dare you?
All righty.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
And meanwhile, you know, he's making noise on video and doing these... they got a kind of a funky name for it. Not virtual, something. Remote.
Yeah.
He's remote.
No, he's remote. He's way remote.
He is out there.
I mean, and it's showing on him physically.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess...
He looks terrible.
I don't know why they keep...
they're about to increase his medication.
I think that it's reached the point of cruelty mm-hmm. to do that to him.
I agree.
Anyway, let's begin the 4 o'clock hour with what happened today, and that is the list of closures till April 17th. Now, you can debate the merits of the date, but you're asking a lot of local small businesses to shutter for 3 full weeks. I don't know how many of them are going to be able to successfully do that. I kind of want to reach out to my friend Deborah at Elegant Styles. Now, and they're going to be open tomorrow, you know, because tomorrow's the last day you can safely cut hair until my edict is over. Make sense out of that for me. I don't get it.
There's none.
If I want to go buy a book at the bookstore, I have to do it before 5 o'clock tomorrow night.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Well, I guess books are things that multiple people touch.
So is every door handle ever.
Yeah, by the way, I want to remind everybody, and I appreciate that so many of you are directly helping the businesses that support this station. Somebody just sent me a copy of their food outlet receipt. Looked like they got everything they needed, too. This is something good that can come for this. While everybody is jamming up the box stores and all that, your local grocer, your food outlet in Millbrook, Prattville, and here on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery have been busting butt. You're going to save money. I mean, when I first started working with them, I kind of teased Roz. I said, you don't have to have a membership fee to pay the prices you do at food outlet. Although, I will say this. You cannot get an 84-roll package of toilet paper at food outlet. But you can get it. And they've been doing an excellent job of keeping things resupplied.
I've been going to the one in Millbrook. No issues at all.
Yeah, they've been amazing. I've heard the same thing from a number of callers. Now, is there anything we want to review on the closures that go into effect at 5 tomorrow afternoon?
It's basically what they call non-essential businesses, and they apologize for that. That is the legal terminology. But it's like entertainment, like nightclubs, bowling alleys, arcades, concert venues, theaters, auditoriums, performing arts centers, tourist attractions, racetracks, indoor children's play areas, adult entertainment venues, casinos, bingo halls, and venues operated by social clubs, and athletic facilities such as fitness centers and commercial gyms, spas, and public or commercial swimming pools.
We're going to have a fat epidemic at the end.
Yes. Oh, man, obesity.
Diabetes is going to take off.
Yoga, bar, and spin facilities, spectator sports, sports that involve interaction with another person of closer than 6 feet.
There goes my wiffle ball home run derby event out in front of the building. I was going to do that.
We can do it with 9 people.
Activities that require use of shared sporting apparatus and equipment, or activities on commercial or public playground equipment. And then close service providers, such as barbershops, hair salons, waxing salons, threading salons, nail salons and spas, body art facilities and tattoo services, tanning salons, massage therapy establishments, and massage services. And then retail stores, such as furniture and home furnishings, clothing, shoe, and clothing accessory stores, jewelry, luggage, and leather goods stores, department stores, sporting goods stores, book, craft, and music stores.
That list, some of the things are very general, but then there's a couple that are very specific, like the leather goods store.
I think that means love stuff.
That's all I could think about. I mean, I honestly, that's all I could think about was...
Me too. Yeah. Aren't we the perverts?
Dude. What are they trying to say without trying to say? But
they sure did squeeze in adult entertainers.
Apparently they said it.
Yeah. Well, massages, massage parlor, I guess even personal massages.
It said, the question was, how will this be enforced and what are the penalties? Violators can be punished with a fine up to $500.
I imagine the first time, it's not going to be a fine. It's just going to be the police officer or a health officer telling you, hey, come on, guys.
Now, there was a question, can I still go to church or religious services? Technically, yes. Faith institutions are not included in the non-essential business closures. However, non-work-related gatherings of more than 10 people are prohibited.
See, that's...
So, non-work-related gatherings of any size that cannot maintain a consistent six-foot distance between people are prohibited.
So we can have prayer circles of 9 people.
Many are going online.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our campuses are all online.
All right. My friend Marianne wants to hear, and we should be making this a daily event, part of our playlist. We should create a playlist of stuff we need to play every day, but the Carpenter's antidepressant song. And yes, I do have the haircut thing coming up. Seth, I would like you to look up City Grill on your phone and call them and see what their story is, if they're doing takeout or if they're just, I want to know what their status is. And let's take a moment here and speak with James.
Hey, how you doing, Greg?
We're okay. How are you?
Doing good, brother. Been listening to you for years.
Appreciate that very much.
What I was calling about last night when the guys come on after you go off, they had a very interesting...
I don't know what they do on that show, so I cannot comment on it.
Oh, you can't?
No. Thank you for the call. It is 4:13. I did speak with Tip Tames. They are going to be open at Jack Ingram.
Good.
So if you're in, look, at least runs out what he's supposed to do.
I know, but there's a lot of those situations that are going to come up.
So, and they have been observing the protocols of COVID-19 compliance since this all was recommended, and social distancing, it's a big place. You can do your browsing online, pick something out, and they could set it up for a test drive for you. I had a friend go over there yesterday. She was thrilled. She sent me 5 pictures of the Chevy Cruze she got from the signature pre-owned lot at Jack Ingram. She needed wheels.
Right.
And, of course, service department, all that, they're open. All these vehicles are thoroughly vetted. So Jack Ingram signature used cars, open, service department, open, because we do need to be able to have our wheels, especially for those of us who will still continue to be going to work.
Right. And just like us at the Goodson Group, we're doing a lot of things virtually. We're going back through and we're going to start videoing our rental properties that are available and a lot of our open houses that we were going to have, we've kind of had to put off, but we're just going to go in there and video it. And so everyone can go online and literally look at that house just like you're there, but you'll just be online.
Yeah. And again, that's a little advanced planning.
Yeah.
You know, we cannot shut down.
We have to adapt
our lives, our city, our businesses, and come back on April 17th and see out of business signs all over the damn
last
town.
Last thing we want to see.
Because that's, you know, the president, and very rightfully so, said we have to figure out ways to get this country back up and running as soon as possible, because you're looking at lost livelihoods, and in some cases, you may be looking at lost lives.
Yeah.
The suicide hotline programs around the country are already exploding, because if you watch the wrong media, and by that I mean specifically CNN or MSLSD or any of the 3 major networks, you are being lied to, you are being talked to by people who are palsy. How could anybody with a forking brain take China at its word? But you've got media people here that think China's telling the truth. What the? No, I'll let this guy say it for me. All I got to do is find him. Now this has become a mission, right? Is it here?
Hello, handsome.
Hi.
Hey.
No, you're not. I appreciate that.
No, you look good today, man.
I think you're having a breakdown.
Not yet. I'm going to play the antidepressant song for that. I know it was on one of these pages. I use it in the roll call rather frequently.
Is it wrong that I was totally aroused by that?
Yes, and that's not the... You're the one I want.
What the hell is wrong with you all?
That's what I want to say.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you. I love that.
All right, so coming up, since the salon's... And I do want to... So you've got your assignment. I will reach out to Elegant Styles and see what the plan is, because they're a great salon. I'm assuming they will be open tomorrow, but I would like to know what they might and might not be able to do once they're compelled to close starting at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. The next big run, it won't be toilet paper or meat. It's going to be hair dye. Well, I mean...
Can't have them root showing.
Yeah, no. No. So...
Rosie, you look good today.
Yeah.
Thank you, Seth.
Rosie always looked good, but today with that...
I'm glad to know you're an equal opportunity bull.
Well, with that hoodie that she's got on, it just makes her eyes just shine.
It's better with Bader.
That's my lady.
See, I would have worn mine, but it was going to be 90 this afternoon.
Not in this
Not
studio.
Not in here.
Yeah.
Not in here.
I just didn't want to show up in a sweatshirt with sweaty armpits. Come on.
That's fine.
Tomorrow morning, though, maybe it'll be nice and
cool. Yeah. Mm.
418. We'll be right back. 272-9228 is the number if you have questions about closings or anything else.
At WinCreekCasino.com, you can play online for free to earn rewards. And we're here to help you use those rewards at any of our locations. Getting to our gaming floor can start on your sofa. Getting to our restaurants can start at your table. And getting to our hotel can start in your bedroom. Play online for free and find your winning moment at WinCreekCasino.com.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, and yes, we are open right now. We are open 7 days a week, there to help you out, or we're delivering to your homes. Just call us at 270-0074. We're doing repairs. We're there for gifting. We're cleaning your jewelry in a very safe way. We're doing appraisal services. We're buying gold. We're trading. We're doing anything that we need to do to help the community during the crisis. Stay safe and come visit us or say hi or just call us. 270-0074. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. As of this afternoon, there were close to 600 confirmed COVID-19 cases and 3 deaths in the state. ADPH has an interactive map that gives a breakdown of cases in each county, as well as how many tests have been performed across the state. We have a link to the interactive map on our website, alabamanews.net. New orders coming from the governor today for businesses. Governor Ivey ordered several non-essential businesses to close starting tomorrow until April 17th. Businesses fall into 4 categories: entertainment venues like movie theaters and concert venues, athletic facilities and activities like gyms and sports complexes, non-essential close contact service establishments like nail and hair salons, and non-essential retail stores like book, clothing, and furniture stores. The governor stressing for all Alabamians to take this seriously and do stay home when possible. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Today is March 27th, Quirky Country Music Song Titles Day. Celebrate tunes like Get Your Biscuits in the Oven and Your Buns in the Bed, or I Still Miss You, Baby, But My Aim's Getting Better, and If the Phone Don't Ring, You'll Know It's Me, or the quirkiest country song title of all, any Taylor Swift song that isn't about breaking up.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and 2 nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of very warm March days continues. Look for another hot one today with a high temperature up to about 90, which would break the record of 89 from 1910. There'll be a sun and cloud mix. The low tonight down to about 66. Tomorrow, high temperature near 90 again. The record high is 87. Partly sunny skies. Chance of maybe a shower Saturday night or first half of the day Sunday, but the chances are relatively small. Not as warm Sunday and Monday, high in the upper 70s. The pollen count continues in the very high range right on through the upcoming weekend at least. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Traffic is brought to you by Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Enjoy the beautiful outdoors at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Check out their gorgeous plants and flowers on Facebook and make your home amazing with Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, located off Highway 110 in Fitzpatrick.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a lot of congestion on the Boulevard this afternoon, especially East Boulevard between Atlanta Highway and I-85. Also, some congestion on East-South Boulevard at the major intersections in front of Baptist-Troy Highway. Outbound traffic on Troy Highway and a little bit of one-lane traffic on the West-South Boulevard between I-65 and South Court. If you're traveling westbound there, you'll have some problems because of construction. Be aware of that. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic this afternoon. A lot of folks on the road on this Friday. No accidents anywhere that we are aware of at this time. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Shop and get your new Toyota online at Reinhart Toyota. Stay safe and avoid the crowds. You can even Skype or FaceTime. That's all at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's 4:23. I think we all need this song today.
Not much feelings coming over me. People wonder how I set my troubles free. 'Cause there's no cry in my eye, and I'm not low and I'm not high, and I won't get upset or blow off steam. Everything is not what it should be, but it doesn't make no difference to me. And the reason is clear, it's this pain.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Play it again.
The laugh?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, no, I don't know.
We can have a little contest with that. I have nothing to give away, but we've got to have some fun. Hold on one second here.
Just love. Just love.
That's right.
Love and
love
laughs.
To give away.
And Eddie.
Nah, I'm free.
I just got a text from my friend. Forgive me, this, if we sound a little scatterbrained, it's just there's a lot of information traffic coming in.
You are as busy as Klinger when they got choppers coming in on MASH. I mean, it, or radar, I'm sorry. not Klinger, sorry. Radar.
Let's see. He's an experienced radio guy. Call in 272 9228. Are you supposed to text and do radio at the same time as Leah?
As of right now,
Don Great Duncan. Radio. Keep an eye open for Don Duncan. All I'm right. sharing their location information on Facebook cool. right now.
There's an essential business.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I just talked to my friend Deborah at Elegant Styles, and you know, with the anxieties over the coronavirus, a lot of people, especially older folks, and smartly so, limiting exposure. So it's been kind of dead there recently. I was there last Saturday, and I made mention of it. My buddy Chuck needed a cut. He went over there, and man, not only did a great haircut, but he took care of everybody that works for tips there.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
That's the thank kind of guy you, he is. That's the kind of listeners you. We have, and that's we're so right. grateful for that. And obviously, those of you who are supporting our sponsors, God bless you, because this is a mom-and-pop radio station, just like Elegant Styles is an individual business and so forth. We're just like everybody else, and we're all getting hurt. So the best way to help us is to help the people that are remaining open and trying to work around us. So I talked to Deborah, and they are not doing house calls. I don't know if that's for legal reason or whatever.
Probably.
But once the governor's edict came out today, their phones exploded.
Mm-hmm.
And now everybody wants a haircut or a color or something. So
ooh, I could use some color.
Yeah, you got a little gray showing there, bud.
Hey, come on. Now, you know, he's got a nice feathery head.
Thank you.
No, he's got good layers. Got good layers.
When I'm old and in the old folks' home, women are going to dig me because I'm still going to have hair. You?
What a thing to say on this.
Really?
The anniversary.
Of my hair.
The 22nd anniversary of Viagra. That stuff has caused a lot of issues.
Oh, it has, man.
All right, Don Duncan is on the line with us. Don, welcome.
Hey, man, how you doing?
We're okay. We're trying to let people know who's open, who's not. I think, you know, we've been mentioning all week that you're doing the free pickup and delivery. And, of course, I would consider automobile service essential.
Yes.
And I'm sure
even the governor thinks so.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, good for her.
And I'm glad you mentioned the social distancing. You've been great at letting people know that. But just a story from 2 days ago.
Yeah.
A lady gives me a call, and you know, she's wanting to stay away from folks. I get that. I don't blame her sometimes. So she called us, and we went and picked her car up. She left the key outside, so she never saw us. Called her and let her know what we had found. She says, go ahead. And then she paid us by credit card, took the car back, left the key where it was. She never had to leave the house and never had to deal with anyone. So that's not a problem at all. If you know, if you're concerned about those things, we'll be glad to come pick them up and take care of you, get it back to you, and you never have to even see anybody if you don't want to.
But you're such nice people. Why wouldn't anybody want I want to see you guys?
For real, man. That's what I thought.
Your guy at Bell Road, what's his name? I'm blanking out.
William Ritchie.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was terrific.
Thank you so much.
They've always done.
And we are open regular hours, just like you stated. We're open 7 to 5:30 Monday through Friday, and we'll be open 8 to 4 tomorrow.
8 to 4. Rosie making notes so we can mention that tomorrow morning while we're on the air. And Don, anything we can do to, you know, help get the message out, you just let me know. You got my.
Thank you. You've been awesome to us. You always have been.
I think that's been a very mutual situation, my friend.
Well, thank you.
You take care.
Enjoying your show too.
All right, great. Yeah, because it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah.
All right. So here's what I want to do. I want Eddie to take a moment and talk about his business.
Okay.
Realtor with the Goodson Group. What you're able to do right now, and while you're doing that, I'm going to get the information on Jan's Beach House and their amazing soup, which they're doing pull up and get by the court through 6 o'clock this afternoon. So the floor is yours, my friend.
All right. Well, what we're doing is practicing all the common sense things. We're wiping everything down. Everybody's got sanitizer with them. But a lot of things we're doing most by phone right now. We're setting up appointments. I do have some showings coming and going. I had several today. Our market is still booming. I've talked to other realtors. They're as busy as they can be. In fact, we just got a message from the National Association of Realtors that we have been considered essential employees. So if something does happen, we will still be allowed to work, because you got to think, man, people got to have a place to live. But at the Goodson Group, you can go online at www.thegoodsongroup.com. Look at all of our listings on there. We have all our rentals on there. And if you're interested in any of those properties, or you're just looking for a rental, or you're looking for, you know, someone to advise you on what it takes to buy a house in the year 2020, call us up. You can call us at the office at 551-0225, or you can call my cell phone,
322-0662.
Thank you, Seth, because I almost forgot. But you can call me up. I'm a 24-7 guy, man. It might be midnight, it might be 3 in the morning, or it might be 9 in the morning, but I'm not afraid to talk about houses anytime. You can check us out also on my Facebook at Eddie Sells Houses. Got lots of listings on there. And if you guys are considering, you know, putting your house on the market, now's the time. You're at home. Take a look around. Maybe there's some decluttering you need to do, or a few repairs you need to do that you can take care of. I'll be honest, now's the time to do it. Let's take advantage of it. And when you get that house ready, or if you need someone to come over and say, hey, Eddie, what do I need to do to my house to get it market ready? Give me a call. We don't charge for that. And there's no, you know, I talked to you one time, now you're my client kind of thing. We give advice like this all the time. So you can call us up. We can tell you the few things you might need to do to get that house ready. And then when you're ready to sell it, man, we knock it out with a great marketing plan, including video. We do Zillow. We do Facebook. Of course, you have MLS, the multiple listing service that goes out to thousands of realtors. But believe it or not, I've even sold a house one time off my Facebook page from a guy in Thailand. Didn't know him, but he happened to see the listing
wow.
in Utumka,
that's
called
impressive.
And offered cash. So you never know who's out there, man. But give us a call anytime,
322-0662.
Thank you, Seth.
Have you been thinking about doing any kind of like FaceTiming to show houses so people don't actually have to go there?
Yeah, we're doing that now. Christy has been doing some videotaping for us. The only issue that her and I have is we're both camera shy.
But you look so good.
Well, thank you, Seth. But that's the only thing. But I want to do that. I really do. And maybe we'll use you, Seth, because we need somebody in the video to point out the highlights. You know,
I'll happily help, man.
Right, right now, we just do it with music in the background. But we're trying to get better. And also, we're going to start doing drone footage as soon as I get my drone license.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I got a drone, and I've crashed it every time I've flown it. And it even has a automatic landing button, but somehow I can screw that up, too.
I can help you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
But this weekend, I think a lot of people are just kind of lay low. So, but we're ready to go. We're ready 24/7.
All right, and the number is?
322-0662. It's better with Bader.
Thank you.
Yes.
Seth makes a couple of extra bucks
yes,
doing it.
Yes, he does.
In his big-time announcer voice. It's 434. All right, we are going to take our bottom-of-the-hour break. It'll have local news, Rich's forecast, and a traffic update from Skip. And when we come back, the salons are, and I just felt so bad talking to my stylist, Deborah,
mm-hmm.
right down the street from us at Elegant Styles. And it's been tough for them over the last week or two as corona concerns started to grow. Now they're slammed tomorrow, the last day they'll be allowed to keep the doors open till 5 p.m., and then that's it. Some of you may not think we are essential, but...
I think you're essential, Craig.
Thank you.
You are, man. You make my day better.
Rosie's incredibly essential.
Well, you guys are essential to me, so I think it's very mutually rewarding. And we'll come back with the story of haircuts as they used to be.
Yes.
Also, one bit that I have gotten a ton of positive feedback on that we've been playing lately. Why is it every time I look up at that damn screen, I got to look at flapping cheeks, Juan Williams, and his totally... asshole opinion.
Yes.
You have no business being on a network anywhere.
I agree with you.
Nowhere, not unless they're running a live stream from a nut house.
You need to concentrate on Jesse Waters and Greg Gutfeld, because they are rocking it. And even Dana was just rocking it. And the other gal that's on there, I mean, they are taking the media to task.
Good.
They should be.
Saying, leave the president alone.
Let me just reference some numbers here real quick on approval. This is from Gallup. This is, you know, and they picked 8 categories in this survey. Hospitals, 88% approve on the response to corona. Your child's school or daycare, 83%. Your state government, 82%. Your employer, 82%. Government health agencies such as the CDC or NIH, 80. Vice President Pence, 61%. President Trump, 60. That's with non-stop horseshit from the media. Non-stop. Congress, 59%. The news media, 44. And your mental state of being is going to depend very much on where you're getting your information. And exactly. I urge you, not even for fun, stay off MSNBC.
Oh, definitely.
Stay away from CNN. They don't deserve a second of your time. Traffic at 4:36.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I-65 and 85. We've got moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. No issues on the interstates. Still on the West-South Boulevard between I-65, South Court Street, doing maintenance there. One-lane traffic. Watch out for that. Little congestion on the East-South Boulevard, Eastern Boulevard between I-85 and Atlanta Highway. Taylor Road's a little busy. Other than that, we're looking pretty good out there this afternoon. Hey, buckle up. Drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Invisible Fence is following all recommendations to sanitize and to keep you and your pet safe. Everything is wiped down. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. Keeping you and your pet safe, Invisible Fence. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, and yes, we are open right now. We are open 7 days a week, there to help you out, or we're delivering to your homes. Just call us at 270-0074. We're doing repairs, we're there for gifting, we're cleaning your jewelry in a very safe way, we're doing appraisal services, we're buying gold, we're trading, we're doing anything that we need to do to help the community during the crisis. Stay safe and come visit us or say hi or just call us, 270-0074. Thanks.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
I'm LSSQ with Alabama News Network. New orders coming from the governor today for businesses. Governor Ivey ordered several non-essential businesses to close starting tomorrow until April 17th. Businesses fall into four categories: entertainment venues like movie theaters and concert venues, athletic facilities and activities like gyms and sports complexes, non-essential close contact service establishments like nail and hair salons, and non-essential retail stores like book, clothing, and furniture stores. The governor stressing for all Alabamians to take this seriously and do stay home when possible. As of this afternoon, there were close to 600 confirmed COVID-19 cases and three deaths in the state. ADPH has an interactive map that gives a breakdown of cases in each county, as well as how many tests have been performed across the state. We have a link to the interactive map on our website, alabamanews.net. I'm LSSQ for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of very warm March days continues. Look for another hot one today with a high temperature up to about 90, which would break the record of 89 from 1910. There'll be a sun and cloud mix. The low tonight down to about 66. Tomorrow, high temperature near 90 again. The record high is 87. Partly sunny skies. Chance of maybe a shower Saturday night or first half of the day Sunday, but the chances are relatively small. Not as warm Sunday and Monday, high in the upper 70s. The pollen count continues in the very high range right on through the upcoming weekend at least. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We've had a whole bunch of great Corona tunes.
And number one
is this one here. And if you want one for personal use only, in the privacy of your own home, send me an email. Greg Goodell at AOL.com.
Quarantine is hard. Eating almost every hour. Open up the fridge 50 times a day. Eat a bag of chips. Heat up mozzarella sticks. The social distancing.
There you go. That's been the most requested of all the Corona tunes that have come out in the last week.
It's great.
It's true.
Barely keep up with them. It is 4:44. Let's grab this call from Biloxi Gambler, 272-9228, as we adapt to yet another set of protocols issued by, as one of my listeners referred to very respectfully, the old lady.
Hello, gentlemen and Rosie.
Hello.
Hey.
Okay, does that mean Walmart can't have more than 25 employees? And what about they can't have more than 10 people in the store? How's that going to work?
Well, I know whatever sports store we have in town here, Sports Authority, whatever it is, they were limiting people today, 10 people in the store. There's a line out front.
Yeah, well, see, the line is not going to be spaced 6 feet apart. So
right.
That defeats the purpose.
Right.
That's insane.
Isn't that Walmart's a grocery store, though, isn't
That's
it?
That's why they're going to get away it with is. I think they got the grocery.
Oh, okay, so they're not going to be limited to 10.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hey, look, let me just add this. Seth Spotlow, I hope you're listening.
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, here's the deal. You know, they've called Eddie Bader the master of real estate, and that scares me. Because what I'm worried about is, if you call him Master Eddie.
Yes, sir.
Then that sounds like a character in a movie you shouldn't be watching.
Right, right.
Get your hand off the dump button, Greg. I've never been dumped in my life. We're not even going to talk about the last name anyway. Y'all have a good weekend. I'll be listening to you both Saturday and Sunday morning. But thank you for doing that, Greg. It's a normalcy, and I love it. Thank you.
Take care, bud.
Thanks, man.
Actually, Jack Campbell calls me that.
Master Jedi.
Yeah, Master Jedi. That's exactly what
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
It is 4:45 on News Talk 93.1 FM. And again, I posted the information on Jan's Beach House. They're doing the drive-by souping.
Ah!
Yes! Love it.
They've got four great, very popular five-star soups. You can get a full quart of any of those four for $16. And if you may, I think the Conecuh and Collard and the Brunswick stew can be frozen.
Yes.
So if you want to buy more than one and freeze one, feel free. And if you have questions, call 277-8300 for Jan's Beach House. As we try to help longtime friends of our show and our company.
Our community. We need to.
Yes.
Yeah, man. That's what you're supposed
Justin
to do.
Justin Depp will be doing this tomorrow morning again right. as well. And one of our great businesses is John Lee Paint. Now, according to the governor's edict, home
repairs.
So, yeah. John Lee Paint will be open.
Yes.
All right.
I would say so.
And for those of you who, it's like, I know Jacqueline's got her hands full because right now, legally, it's an incredibly busy time. There's a lot, unfortunately, there's going to be some social destruction from this thing. As people find themselves quarantined together and that kind of thing. And she's also got a little boy there that requires time and attention. But some who may have a little more free time than you'd like, you can sit around and grouse or watch one of the silly TV shows that Seth Spotlow will recommend in a moment.
Oh, we got some good ones.
Oh,
or
yeah.
You can go by John Lee and support a great local business. Grab a gallon or two of Richard's paint, find a great color, and do a room or two in your house. Or hire a pro that can connect you with one of them because they will still be operating. Richard's paint's amazing. Eddie can testify.
I can testify all day to it, brother.
It's like... It has such a rich finish that it almost feels like if you were to put your finger on it, it would
just go
into
it.
Yeah, it's that good. Exterior, John Lee, and this is a good time to do it, too, before it gets too hot. John Lee's solar-proof brand helps fend off mildew and the things that can damage, with our climate here, damage outdoor paint. This is formulated to withstand those kinds of tests, so when it gets dusty or dirty, you just rinse it off. But if you've got a mildew situation, that's a whole different ball game, and you got to buy one of those nasty wire brushes, which I will talk about here in a second, and you got a much bigger project on your hands. So
I just recommended that solar proof yesterday to some clients. They're doing some exterior painting, and they did their deck about 3 years ago, and it's already starting to peel up, and they Eddie, what do you suggest? And immediately, I went with John Lee Paint.
You get what you pay for, and that's why the professionals go there, because the professionals do not want to have to paint any room twice.
Right.
Because that's time and that's money lost. So go where the pros go. They know what they're doing. John Lee Paints, they can give you advice on hole patching on walls and stuff like that. So you're in the best possible hands. They're just north of Atlanta Highway on Coliseum Boulevard, 34 Coliseum Boulevard. And the sign out front says, be quick to judge yourself and slow to judge others. That's and that is a rule that I live by. Stupid thing. So the salons get the lockdown order today.
Yeah.
And it brought to mind a story I told on the air a long time ago about one of the great experiences when I reached my dad cut our hair. And finally, one day, my dad decided to retire from that, so he hands me a couple of bucks and says, go get a haircut. And it was the most unbelievable thing because it was a building that was air-conditioned. The chair was comfortable.
Yeah.
The guy
glad to see you.
The barber didn't yell at me. The equipment didn't hurt. I thought I had died and gone to heaven because I love my dad, don't get me wrong. He was certainly not abusive, although I sometimes wondered, maybe he saves up his stored angst when he gives me these haircuts. And here is that story at 4:50.
And now, another flashback favorite on News Talk.
See, for most of us, this brings back warm, fuzzy memories. But for Gregory Benjamin Boudel,
it's trauma time. For some reason, my dad thought that he had barber skills. And he bought one of those. It smelled like a lawnmower. when he started up the Clippers.
The Clippers?
Swear, he was pulling a chain going. There had to be the right combination of conditions for him to give us a haircut. The humidity had to be high and had to be really, really hot.
So you're in the basement, a hot, hot, sticky, steamy, uncomfortable basement, and you're perched on a little stool.
No, he had a crate that went on top of the stool, a crate with splinters. It was one of those fruit boxes that
this
had
is beginning
the,
to sound a little disturbing now.
Always underneath a light that had no shade, just a light bulb like they used to use in
old World War II movies.
You will talk! You will talk! Before he started cutting, he put the sheet around your neck. You know, a good thread count for a nice soft sheet's what, about 400, 500, 600? The thread count on the sheet was about 12. You could sand wood with this thing. And he'd wrap it around our neck really, really snug because God forbid we should have little flecks of hair fall onto our shoulders. And he would wait until 6 p.m. because he knew we all hated Lawrence Welk. So he would put us on the stool with splinters, tie this itchy, starchy sheet around our neck, grab the back of our head so hard, I think my cerebellum is still flat. And then he'd wait until we heard this sound. Then he'd pull the cord on the clippers. And then, hold still, damn it! Let me tighten up that sheet. Just. Hold still, I said! And I'm watching Lauren and Bobby on Lawrence Welk dancing away. It was awful. Sweat pouring over my little boy body and little black hairs all over me and just creepy and crawly and itch. He finished it off with the brush. The same brush he took the paint off the gutters. That's how he dusted our shoulders. Vit, little rivulets of blood streaming down from my shoulders.
Oh, my poor little soldier.
And then the one word would be really long to hear. Next! Then my mother would sit down. I forgot about that last line. That actually was kind of funny.
I've never heard maybe that. Maybe that's why your hair has so much body now. That's from your dad with that brush, man.
It explains either the casket hair. Or you always really do have very nice hair.
He's got body. Good body.
Yeah, man. Mane and tail.
Mane and tail is the secret there. That's the shampoo. You get that at Prattville Farm Center, and they're open, too, by the way. It is 4:53. According to Rich's forecast, something you'll find essential is a working air conditioning system. And the way to make sure, especially saving money on your electric costs, is to have a visit from Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, 277-2125. I recommend you join the club. For $159, you'll get two annual tune-ups at your home to the system. They'll leave it running efficiently, which is, of course, very important. And then you also enjoy the mental security of knowing that if something breaks on a hot day, you call them at 277-2125, and they are on the way with priority service. They know their stuff. They are also available on the same basis for any plumbing needs that may come up. They're the folks that fixed the giant bathtub catastrophe. But I also have to credit David Fagan with an assist there. Mm-hmm. Couldn't have done it without him. But I'll tell you, they're just fantastic people, too. Thoroughly background checked, drug tested on an ongoing basis, and they do great work. Clark's 277-2125 or clarkcomfort.com. Let's grab a call from Lynn real quick.
Hello, sir.
What's happening?
Not a whole lot. Did you ever have to get a flat top?
No, never got a flat top.
Okay.
You want one now?
My next subject is, do you know where high and tight? You ever heard that term?
Yep.
Well, I've heard it used in different applications.
Military.
Yeah, military. But of course.
Yeah, I come from Elvis Presley back in the when he went in the military because they were complaining about, you know, when he went through basic, they shaved his head, but when on service, he always had a full head of hair on top of his head. That was high and tight.
High and tight, baby.
Okay. My last thing, and I go, and I'm going to use me as the subject. I just want to know if you ever heard this story. I walked into a barbershop. You know, I got long hair and all that, you know. Sat down there and all these crew cut guys and all that stuff. And the barber said, "Can I help you?" I said, "No, sir, I'm just hiding from my daddy."
You know, I got to run. Thanks for the call. You have to forgive me for not laughing. I just got word that our mayor,
oh boy,
has put on a curfew.
He did.
10 p.m. to 5 a.m.
I'm hitting the road at 4:30. No.
This is seriously stupid.
Is it starting tonight?
Starting tonight.
Wonder what changed.
So that means I'll bet you anything.
You know,
every frickin' morning this week, I'm going to get pulled over between my house and this radio station to see the ID.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say you do have an idea.
I can get you a hot donut sign, and if you're driving down the street with that hot donut sign, they will not pull you over, brother.
I'm pissed.
I bet you are.
I am seriously pissed. I don't think this is necessary.
What changed?
I don't know if this is an anti-crime measure or what.
Possibly.
Between this and the occupational tax.
It's like, I mean, they're acting like people are actually out on the road at that time. I mean, you don't see anybody. You barely see anybody in the middle of the day.
Right now, you're right.
Yeah,
Traffic is at a low.
Middle of the night, when I go to work at 5:30 in the morning, there's nobody.
Well, I was going to come in early tomorrow and get some stuff done. I'm not going to twist the dragon's tail here. I just don't think we're there yet. But that's just my opinion. What do I know? I'm just a commoner. Jerry.
Jerry.
Hey, Jerry.
All right.
On Wall Street, the volatility continues with the Dow posting its best week since 1938. But stocks tumbling today on investors' concerns about the fate of the U.S. economy in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic. The Dow falling 915 points, the Nasdaq down 295, S&P 500 down 89. And more companies are ramping up hiring. Kroger will be hiring 20,000 workers in the next several weeks. This is in addition to the over 23,000 staffers the grocer has already brought in. Kroger also introducing an expedited recruitment process that has brought down the time between application and the first day on the job to an average of 72 hours. And Stop and Shop is looking for at least 5,000 new associates for regular part-time positions in its stores, distribution centers, and delivery operations. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Over the past 24 years, Blinds.com has made it easy for over 2 million homeowners to beautify their windows with top-quality blinds, shades, and interior shutters at unbelievable prices. Now, they're making it even easier for you with their new measure and install services. Go to Blinds.com now through March 31st to see their huge selection and save up to 40% on everything. Plus, get an extra $20 off with promo code LIGHT. Up to 40% off, plus $20 off at Blinds.com, promo code LIGHT. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.